Fieldhouse. So Andre Screen and Steven Crow ready to jump center. The Badgers and the Bulldogs, these programs meeting for the first time since the Sweet 16 in 2011. Which team will get back on track? Will it be Butler, having lost its last two, or the Badgers trying to stop a three-game slide? Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we are underway in Indianapolis. The Bulldogs man-to-man defensively. Telfort will be guarding John Tanje on the right wing. A bounce to Crow. Single coverage from Screen. Backing is Crow. Backing right block. Turns, goes up. Right hand, yes, sir. That's how you get him going.
That is it. Right to the focus of Stephen Crow, and let him eat and get in there and start to create a different rhythm.
Bulldogs move to our left in the first half. Bizjack throwing to Patrick McCaffrey on the left wing. He is against Max Klesmet. Now with the ball is Pierre Brooks. Swoops off the right wing to the free throw line. Bobbled it, gathered, finds Bizjack. Baseline right in the lane. Whips it to McCaffrey. Turns it up top. Brooks tries a three straight on. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. 2-0 the Badgers here in the opening minute. John Blackwell throwing to Crow at the top of the circle. Rotates to Klesmet on the left wing. Max Girls to the free throw line. Kicks it to Winter. Scoops to Tanje on the right side. John goes inside. Caught by Winter. Low on the right. Pivots. Goes up and in. And it's 4-0 Wisconsin. So the bigs getting involved right at the rim in the early going.
That is exactly what they need to be doing. And just, I hate to say that we called it out at the beginning of the game, but that is, dominating that paint is going to be key.
Pierre Brooks, the former Michigan State Spartan, flips to Screen at the top of the arc. Gives it to Finley Bizjack, right wing. Hands off to McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey, a left-hand toss to Brooks. Outside left, shot clock is at 5. Screen top of the circle. Screen 2 left-hand dribbles. He's at the Telfort, tries a 3. Left side, hits the left side. Iron and out, no good. Tanje the rebound for Wisconsin. About a minute 45 gone by, 4-0 the Badgers. Crow throwing to Klesmet. Max to the free throw line. Slips it to Crow. Backing left of the lane on Screen. Single coverage. Backing Crow. Backing. Left shoulder turn. Now kicks it back out to Winter. Badgers reset. 12 to shoot. Klesmet right corner. Feeds Crow. He'll snap off a 3. Left of the circle. Too long. No good. Screen the rebound for Butler.
That's okay. That's good ball movement. And on the defensive end, what Wisconsin's done really well is made Butler get rid of that ball on the outside and make them take tough shots.
Here's Screen backing on Crow. Stevie holding his ground out to Brooks. He'll try a 3 right of the circle off the rim and out. No good. Crow the rebound. 2:20 gone by, 4-0 Wisconsin. Blackwell throwing to Tanje. Blows off the right wing. Now inside against Telfort. Low on the left. Lifted up right hand. Good. And a foul. 3-point opportunity. Tanje with the and one. It's 6-0 Wisconsin.
The first three offensive possessions, this now being the fourth one, Wisconsin's getting the baseline. And as a basketball team, you cannot let that baseline go. So good job by Wisconsin to kind of take that over.
Tanje, a 93% free throw shooter. Badgers 84% from the line as a team as Tanje connects on the free throw. Only UC Irvine is better and barely better than Wisconsin nationally at the free throw line. 7-0 Wisconsin, we're 2.5 minutes in. Jamil Telfort to the right wing, throwing to McCaffrey, feeds Screen top of the circle, turns the left wing for Pierre Brooks. He's with John Tanje. Brooks holds and looks, finds Finley Bizjack out between the arcs against John Blackwell. Bizjack on the dribble, left-hand dribble, high screen from Andre Screen, spin, move, right block, off balance shot, wild shot, missed it, rebound Crow, ahead it goes, here's Blackwell up the middle to the free throw line, in the lane, pivots low on the left, feeds Winter low on the right, layup good, and a timeout taken by Thad Mata as the Badgers come out punching here in the early going, 3:02 gone by, 30-second timeout taken by Butler as the Badgers have jumped out to a 9-0 lead.
Really great job by Wisconsin to come out, be aggressive on the defensive end, and be just as aggressive on the offensive end.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 9-0 the Badgers, 3 minutes, 2 seconds into the game. Thad Mata forced to burn one earlier. They fell way behind against North Dakota State a few days ago. Got behind by as many as 23. Rallied, had a chance to win it, but fell 3 points short.
All that inside play. What that's going to lead to is Butler's going to suck in as that keeps happening, and then the offensive you know, I would say struggles that we've been having from the outside as of late will start to open up those opportunities.
Carter Gilmore in the lineup for Wisconsin right now. Same five continuing for Butler. Finley Bizjak through the logo to the front court. Throwing to Brooks high on the left. As Sanjay defends inside feed. Bizjak catches low on the right. Throws it up and in. And that gets Butler on the board. 9-2 Wisconsin. 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the game. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman out between the arcs. Refeeds Gilly. A flip for Tanjay on the left wing. He'll dribble off the wing in the lane. Pivots at the right block. Gets it out of there to Klesman. Left of the paint. Max is back. He turns left block. Tough shot. Back rim and out. No good. Brooks the rebound. Here comes Butler. Wisconsin leading 9-2. 16-20 left first half. Pierre Brooks throwing to Telford. He'll feed McCaffrey on the left wing. Throws it out front for Brooks. Brooks refeeds McCaffrey high on the left. It's a high screen from Andre's screen. Left side for Telford. Baseline left against Tanjay. Telford trying to back, and a foul is called on John Tanjay, and that'll be the first on Wisconsin.
I mean, we know because we've been saying about their domination, but 8 of their 9 points inside the paint. So good rhythm, good start by Wisconsin.
Kamari McGee coming in for Blackwell. Screen comes out. Bowden Kapke is in. He's a 6'11 sophomore out of Minnesota. Bizjak baseline left inbounding to Telford to the left wing. Faces up against Carter Gilmore. Now trying to back him down. Little dig from McGee. Low on the left, and he threw it away. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Gilmore and McGee getting in there and helping force the mistake as we have the under 16 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content. Badger fan sweepstakes. And more. 15:55 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Butler 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The holidays come but once a year, and Masterforce is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about gift cards. Hurry now for deals on Masterforce. Available at Menards, the best tool source.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 15:55 left of the first half here in Indy, Wisconsin 9, Butler 2. You mentioned Charlie Badger's getting to the rim, and that's, you know, Butler is really good at forcing non-rim twos this season. Not so much here. I mean, Badger's getting right to the rim. They've tried 1-3 here so far, a miss, but you're spot on. But Wisconsin's getting it to the cup early and often as play continues. Wisconsin on offense. Here's Max Klesman. Right foul line extended, throwing to Carter Gilmore high on the left, bounces for Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay, he'll try a three, left of the circle, it's off the back of the rim, no good. Pierre Brooks elevates for the rebound for the Butler Bulldogs. Brooks sets the floor, he'll throw to Kapke at the top of the arc, couple of dribbles to his left. He'll throw to Patrick McCaffrey off the left wing, stops in the lane. Good job by Nolan Winter. Into Kapke, low on the right, got around Klesby, goes up, no good. A tip, no good from Colby King off the bench, and the Badgers clear it. Here's Nolan Winter up top, fakes the three, puts it on the deck, goes to the rim, and the layup too strong, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamil Telfort. Everything right, Nolan Winter there, but just couldn't finish. And the ball is Telfort to the left side, around a Kapke screen at the free throw line. Throws it to King, high on the right. King hands off to Brooks, gets it to Kapke at the top of the circle. Now it's McCain at the top, hooks it to Telfort. He'll try a three, left of the circle, too long, no good. And a rebound to Tanjay. 14:45 left first half, 9-2 Wisconsin. Tanjay hits the brakes, feeds Gilmore. He'll fake the three, kicks to McGee, whips it to Klesman near the left corner. Max dribbles left of the circle, gets to Winter, rotates McGee. He tries a three, hits a three from the right wing. Kamari McGee is 12 of 21 from distance so far this season.
Great ball movement by Wisconsin, but you know what? Where is Kamari hitting those shots? He's always hitting them in the corners.
He is. Here's Patrick McCaffrey flashing inside, catching and finishing. 12-4 Wisconsin with 14-12 left in the first half. Tanjay outside left. He'll throw to Nolan Winter. Gives off to Klesman. Klesman against Brooks around a Winter screen. Max stops at the bright baseline. They work it up top to Gilmore. He'll try a three left of the arc. Off the back rim once, twice and out, no good. Colby King the rebound. The 6'2 junior out of Pompano Beach, Florida, to the front court for the Butler Bulldogs. Spent a year at St. John's, a year at Tulane. Now with the Butler Bulldogs. Kapke lobs it into Telfort. Left of the lane. A dig from McGee. Knocked it loose. Oh, they're going to get a foul called. Kamari McGee on the dig. Got ball, but got some arm as well, they say. That's the first on McGee as the Badgers with a big sub here. They've got Crowell back in there. You got Xavier Amos, Jack Janicki in there, and John Blackwell. Kamari McGee stays in the game. 13:40 left in the half, 12-4 Wisconsin.
I love how aggressive Kamari was to come down in the post, but you got to swipe up. If you swipe down, you're going to get that every time.
Andre Screen back in there, sets a screen. Landon Moore in the lane, out to King, top of the circle, inside feed. Screen catches low on the right, easy money. Able to post on John Blackwell. Screen the 7-1 center, gets the flush. It's 12-6 Wisconsin. Jack Janicki and a whistle, and they're going to get a foul called here on Xavier Amos, an illegal screen. That'll be his first.
Wisconsin's getting a little too fast. You know, some of these turnovers are coming from that over, I guess, exaggeration of what they need to be doing. They have Crowell in, they have Janicki, they have shooters, so just space it out, get it back to the post.
12-6 Wisconsin, 13:15 left in the first half. Screen at the top of the arc. Gives it to Moore. Landon Moore to King, left point. Gives to McCaffrey, rotates to Moore, feeds Telfort high on the right, loops it to McCaffrey. He'll try a three, blocked by Janicki, but a foul called on Jack. You know, Patrick McCaffrey, 46% from the three-point line, so you know you got to get on him in a hurry. Janicki is called for the foul, and a three-shot foul, and that's something the Badgers have been guilty of here a fair amount these last two-plus games, shooting those three, committing the foul beyond the three-point line.
When there's that fade screen like they just ran out to that out wing for McCaffrey, that's your help that has to be out there. And I think Janicki was just screaming over that, trying to get over, and you're going to make mistakes.
McCaffrey has the first free throw rattle out, no good. He logs major minutes, more than 34 a game. Jamel Telfort much the same. Second free throw for McCaffrey is good. One more coming. Hasn't been there a ton in the early games this season. Gets there about twice a game. 12-7 Wisconsin with 13:02 left in this first half. Texas A&M beat Purdue in the first game of this doubleheader, 72-66. Third free throw for McCaffrey is good, so he gets two out of three, and the Badgers' lead is down to four. Inbounds pass against a little bit of pressure. The inbounds pass caught at the misdrive by Stephen Crowell, who kills the dribble, throws to Amos, rotates left side for Janicki. A pass for Crowell right of the circle, gives off to Blackwell around the Crowell screen, slips it to Stevie, low on the right, takes it left on the reverse, it's good. Four for Crown.
Love that two-man game with those two. Just because John is such a threat on the offensive end, they cannot leave him, and that just leaves Crowell wide open.
Colby King, a fadeaway baseline right, no good. Rebound tapped out to McCaffrey, 14-8 Wisconsin. 12:30 left of the first half. McCaffrey angles a pass to King. He'll go up and get it. Drives off the right wing. Jump stop in the lane. Fades, flips from 8 feet away. Good. First points for King, who averages about 6 a game. 14-10 Wisconsin. 12:15 left in the first half. McGee throwing to Amos up top. A pass for Blackwell high on the left. Throws it to Crowell right of the circle. He'll send it to Janicki on the right side. Around a Crowell screen. Janicki slips it into Crowell. Low on the right against screen. Bobble got it back. Now in the lane. Gets it out of there to Janicki. Throws it to Crowell again. Shot clock is at 7. Crowell baseline left. Starting to back. Finds the cutter. McGee low on the right. Throws it up off the glass and rim. No good. Jamil Telfort the rebound for Butler. 4-point lead Wisconsin. 11:48 left in the half. Telfort top of the circle. Feeds McCaffrey high on the left against Jack Janicki. Pulls, pops left of the lane. Missed it off the left side iron. Rebound Crowell. He went to the floor and landed on the baseline. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be Butler ball when play continues. And we've got a break in the action here in Indianapolis. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings. Then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:39 left of the first half, Wisconsin 14, Butler 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
When the holidays get real, start at Kohl's at Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. 11:39 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Butler 10. Bulldogs 4-12 here for the floor. Badgers 6-12. And you're saying, Charlie, but getting the ball inside 10 paint points of the first 12 for, or first 14 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's key for them for the entire game. What I like what they're doing right now is that they're forcing Butler into some really difficult shots, even though they're making them now, the fadeaways and the jump shots. That doesn't happen when you get into the second half. So if Wisconsin continues to force Butler to make those kind of shots right now, it's going to benefit them in the second half.
We talked about this. You know, is Wisconsin's offensive plan of attack threes, shots at the rim, but defensively, and they've been like this for a long time, force tough twos, and that's what they've been doing here.
They're absolutely doing the right thing, and they're getting the ball where they wanted to, and that was the key, and we heard it all week during practice. We heard Coach Gard say it in the pregame. I'm glad they're executing to get the ball down, because then that's going to leave beautiful open looks at the threes or at least nice jump shots later on.
McGee, Blackwell, Klesman, Amos, and Winter, the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Landon Moore, baseline left, inbounds to McCaffrey on the left wing, covered up by Max Klesman, throwing to Colby King between the circles, refeeds McCaffrey, and King playing catch. King up top, he's guarded by Kamari McGee. To Gets it left of the circle. The throw to Brooks. Top of the arc. Backing down on Xavier Amos. Brooks in the lane. Goes up from 8 feet away and good. Pierre Brooks with his first points. And it's 14-12 Wisconsin. 11:15 left in the half. Badgers scored the first 9 points of the game, but Butler has come off the canvas. Here's Klesman, top of the circle, feeds Amos. He'll try a three, left side, nope. Rebound King, one and out for Wisconsin. King busting up the floor, up the middle of the front court, takes it left of the lane, circles to the left wing as McGee defends. A pass out to Moore, turns it to Brooks on the right side, driving on Amos, stops right block, goes up, got slapped by Nolan Winter. Shot was no good, but Pierre Brooks will go to the free throw line. First foul on Nolan Winter. And that is team foul number 5 against Wisconsin. Butler with just 1. Pierre Brooks better than 78% at the foul line. He'll shoot 2.
Not that I don't mind shots by Amos and some of the jumpers that we're taking, but it's not necessary right now. Butler's giving up the paint. Get back to the paint. Those other opportunities will make themselves present.
Gilmore in for Amos. John Tanjay will check in for Kamari McGee. As Jamil Telford back on for the Bulldogs, replacing McCaffrey. Brooks, another one of those guys. We talked about McCaffrey and Telford playing major minutes. Brooks averages better than 33 a game himself. Has a chance to tie the game. He made the first free throw. He had 26 points, albeit in a losing effort against North Dakota State earlier in the week, as he knocks down both free throws and we're tied at 14. 10:48 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore left of the circle. He'll throw to Winter. Sends it right side for Tanjay. Feeds Gilmore at the top. A toss for Blackwell on the left wing. Blackwell out to Winter. He'll try a three right of the circle and he nails it.
That is in a rhythm. In, out, side to side. Those are the jump shots that are open. Good job by Winter to fill in that space.
Winter with 7 points in this first half. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. 10:20 left in the first half. 17-14, Wisconsin. Offensive foul in the lane.
King.
Yeah, they'll get Colby King. He was at the right block as they were going into the left block to Andre Screen. King the foul, his first, team's second.
He didn't even hide that. It was like a bear hug. He came across, he's like, I don't have any options.
Here's Carter Gilmore, left of the circle, throwing to Klesman. He'll try a three, left of the circle, and too much on it, no good. Rebound is tipped right into the hands of Nolan Winter. Yes, sir, he'll take the gift and the bucket.
It's 2 weeks from Christmas, but he's getting some presents in the stockings right now.
19-14, Wisconsin. 9:55 left of the first half. Brooks leaning in the lane, and the 10-footer is good. Pierre Brooks, the former Spartan of Michigan State, has 6. 19-16, Wisconsin. 9:44 left in the first half. Klesman left of the circle. A toss for Winter. Leads it for Blackwell right of the circle. Blackwell backpedals a couple of steps. Now angles to the right wing. A pass for Gilmore at the top. 10 on the shot clock. Here's John Tanjay. He'll try a three left of the circle. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Colby King goes up with a rebound. He'll race it up the floor. Drops it to Telford to the left side. Back out to King. A turn to Brooks. Out between the circles. He'll toss to King, outside left. One dribble, a hand off to Telford. Whips it to Brooks. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the front of the rim once, twice and out, no good. Rebound tip to Tanjay. 19-16, Wisconsin, 9:05 left in the half. Klesman outside left. Now drives baseline on Brooks. In the lane, turns to Blackwell, right corner. He'll bounce it into Gilmore, low on the left. Takes it right on the reverse, and the layup is good. Nice little wraparound from Gilmore, 5-point lead for the Badgers.
Started with that Max Klesmet getting the baseline side. Once you get the baseline open as an offense, defense has got to scramble, and that's exactly what Wisconsin made him do.
21-16 Wisconsin, 9:38 left in the first half. Jamil Telford throwing left side on the wing for Brooks, baseline left, and he stepped on it.
Ooh.
And he stepped on the baseline trying to operate around Blackwell. Turnover Butler as Crowell comes back in to replace Nolan Winter.
I love John Blackwell's defense. He got lucky that the baseline was his extra defender right there because he would have been blown right by.
Yeah, I thought he swung that door a little too wide there.
He
huh?
did.
Three turnovers now for Butler. Wisconsin guilty of just one here so far. And a whistle and a foul call. This will go against Jamil Telford of Butler. That will be his first in team foul number 3. 8:28 left in the first half. 21-16 Wisconsin. And the Bulldogs will sub as Colby King just sub 4. Now comes back into the game replacing Jamil Telford.
Well, the game's a game of runs, right? You have Butler go on a 9-4 run. Now Wisconsin's on a 7-2 run. And hopefully they can start to stick it out here until the next timeout.
Carter Gilmore bounces the crowd. Stevie left of the lane. Kapke back in there defending. Single coverage. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Yes, sir. Steven Crowell using some strength right there. He has six, and the lead is seven for the Badgers.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting giddy that he's getting in there and throwing elbows and getting aggressive.
Yep. Bo Kapke offering the resistance, or tried to. 6'11", 255-pounder. Now Kapke for three straight away. A rounded out, no good. Rebound to Klesman. 23-16, Wisconsin. 7:55 left of the first half. Klesman bounces the crowd. Hands it back to Max. Through the lane, going right to left. He'll keep the dribble up top. Right-hand toss for Tanja. Goes into crowd. Low on the right. Oh, he's got guards on him. Let's see if he goes to work. Low on the right over King. And a foul is called. And Steven Crowell will go to the free throw line. When play continues, we're at the under eight. Media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit ffseed.com to learn more. 7:41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 23, Butler 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer are coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess? The Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race. And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. Well, the Butler Bulldogs come in as one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country, 40% entering the game. So far, the Bulldogs are 0-6. From three, the Badgers 2 of 8 from long range. We have 7:41 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Butler 16. As Steven Crowell is at the free throw line, shooting two, and he is good with the first. He has 7 first half points. Scored 9 against Illinois. Did not have a rebound in that game, but boy, they're not messing around, Charlie. We talked about first possession. They got the ball. They were feeding him to get him involved.
Right away. And that's a great way to build confidence in your teammate who's been struggling and saying, hey, man, take the ball. We want to ride you a little bit.
And Stevie hits both free throws. It's now 25-16 Wisconsin. Finley Bizjack back in the game for Butler. Throwing to McCaffrey. He's open for three. Right side. Good. You leave him open, and that's what he'll do. His first triple today, 25-19. Wisconsin, 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. John Tanjay high on the left, goes into Crowell. Kapke defends against single coverage. They haven't doubled yet. Crowell at the left block. He almost dribbled it off his leg there, but now finds Tanjay trying to find the gap. He gets tripped up, and down he goes, and a foul is called. Either or, Thad Mata wanted one to go the other way, and Mata looking over at Craig Gard. These two guys have known each other for 30 years.
He doesn't like it, but, you know, the offensive player does get the advantage typically.
Does. Yeah, Greg said, I thought it was a pretty good call. There's Blackwell baseline left, ready to inbound it, and McCaffrey's in his grill. No one open. The Badgers will go ahead and use a timeout. 7:07 left in the first half. We'll keep it here. 25-19, Wisconsin leading Butler. Greg talking about knowing Thad Mata, Bo Ryan, and Mata, they, you know, got to know each other really well. You know, obviously would have faced them and going to the Milwaukee days as well. Mata, one of those very, very respected coaches in college basketball.
Well, and as a head coach, you don't want that call either, right? You think your guy did the right thing. His hands are up. He's sliding with the whole time. Tanjay was a little out of control. But, again, you're going to lose that call sometimes.
Hard to get a charge. It'll happen, but it's hard to get those now.
Yes,
right?
Very hard. You got to be in the right position. Yes. You got to have your feet stopped. There's all these very specific things that need to happen. So, yeah, I hope Wisconsin, again, just the last 7 minutes here, you got another media timeout coming. You got to be aggressive for these next 3 minutes.
Blackwell baseline left will inbound. He's got Crowell, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Klusman with him. McCaffrey will be in the face of Blackwell. Here we go. Blackwell looking. Wanted to get it to Tanjay, and the pass deflected out of bounds by Brooks.
Good cut by Tanjay to come on that backside and be open.
And trying to get that quick hitter, but Brooks able to flick it away. And now Blackwell for the right baseline will throw it in. 6-point lead, Wisconsin. 7:06 left in the first half. Inbounds pass, trying to loop it out to Tanjay, and it was contested by Brooks, but Tanjay comes up with it. Now gives to Klesman. Max to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Goes up, gets hammered by Kapke. And Max Klesman will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Good job by Max. Not only was able to take a bunch of the offensive structure on that out-of-bounds play, but then came around off of two screens and just kept his poise. That's really hard to do. When you're coming down the lane, you see a big guy, 6'11", coming at you. You got to be like, all right, I'm going to measure this up and probably get whacked here.
Klesman, 84% at the foul line this season, hits the first free throw. Badgers are good in their first four foul shots here this afternoon. 26-19, Wisconsin, 6:59 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Max, averaging 12 points a game coming in. The free throw is good. First 2 points today for Klesman. 27-19, Wisconsin, 6:55 left in the first half. Finley Bizjak to the front court. Sets the table for Butler. Throws to McCaffrey on the right side. Goes into Brooks right of the lane. Gilmore is on him. Brooks holds and looks. Now kicks it out to McCaffrey. Baseline right. Hooks it back out to Brooks. He'll try a three right of the circle, and it rattles through. First three-point hit for Pierre Brooks, who's nearly 40% from distance coming in. 27-22, Wisconsin. 6:30 left in the half. Here's Crow again, single coverage from Kapke. Backing is Crow, right block, turns up right hand, around the rim and out, no good. Brooks the rebound. Hung on the right side iron and fell away. Brooks on the push, right lane line, push it up over Gilmore, no, but a foul. There's Pierre Brooks going into aggressive mode. The foul will be called on John Black. It is on John Blackwell. That'll be his first. Blackwell trying to help Gilmore. I guess they did. I thought maybe they were going to call it on Gilmore there.
It kind of looked like he's the one that got him, but Wisconsin's not getting back. After that miss on transition, Butler's been pushing it last two or three possessions, and they're just not getting back and getting set.
First free throw is good for Pierre Brooks.
He is really putting Butler on his back.
Yes, he is. Crowell out. Winter is in. McGee will come in for Klesman. I say Butler plays most of the time at a deliberate pace, but if there's an opening in those first few seconds of the shot clock, they'll jump on it. Second free throw for Brooks is in the air, and it's good. And it's now a three-point lead again for Wisconsin. 1-2-2-3 quarter pressure now from Butler. 27-24 Wisconsin. McGee across half court on the right side, throws to Carter Gilmore, gives it to Blackwell. Turns baseline left to the rim, and that's goaltending call. Kapke getting it in the cylinder. Count the basket. First points for Blackwell. 5-point lead for Wisconsin.
That must have been something talked about in pregame or scouting, that they give up the baseline, because that's the probably fourth or fifth baseline drive that Wisconsin's been able to get, and it just blows up your defense.
29-24 Wisconsin, 6 minutes left in the first half. McCaffrey, a bounce for Brooks at the top of the circle. Steps back, took a look, turned it down, feeds McCaffrey, tries Brooks again on the left wing. He'll throw it to Moore, baseline left, Tanjay cut him off. Back out to Brooks, taking a look. Now he'll try the three, left of the circle, in and out. Bounced off the rim again, no. Rebound, Nolan Winter of Wisconsin, and now Blackwell, left side of the front court. Blackwell dribbles off the left wing, out to Winter. Winter at the top, leads it for Blackwell. He'll try a three off the right side iron, no good. Tanjay, a back tap to Blackwell. Now Winter's open, left corner three is off the rim, no good. Brooks will clear, and a whistle foul called as Kapke cleared out Carter Gilmore. Yeah, Bowden Kapke with his second foul. And the Badgers are in the bonus with 5:21 left in the first half, leading 29-24. Kapke will sit down as Andre Screen is back in. Colby King will re-enter as well for the Bulldogs.
And there was no point to that for Kapke. He was definitely in the position. He didn't need it. It was a long shot. Just kind of a silly play here with 5 minutes left to go in the first half. And again, putting Wisconsin in the bonus, which you don't need to do.
King in for Brooks. Pierre Brooks sitting down with the 11 points. Front end of the 1-1 for Gilmore is good. One more coming. Now Carter Gilmore has really put in some good performances this most of the games this season. Had 7 points all in the first half on Tuesday against Illinois. Both free throws are good for Gilly, and he'll come out now as Xavier Amos is back in. 31-24 Wisconsin with 5:21 left in the half.
And you make a great point. Gilly's getting in, and he's not doing anything that hurts you. He's playing good defense. He's getting rebounds, and he's making little buckets like that.
Yeah, Greg Gard thought the Marquette game, that may have been as effective a performance as Gilly has had. Points, boards, got some assists in that game. Here's Jack out front, throwing to Landon Moore high on the left. Junior out of Bloomington, Illinois. Now King on the right side, goes into screen, right of the lane. Backs on Winter. Turns, a double from Amos. Shot up, no good. Whistle inside, foul called. This will go against Wisconsin.
That's Blackwell.
And it's going to be the second on Blackwell. Great guard. Not in full agreement there, but John with the two fouls. We'll see. Greg will go ahead and make the move and get Max Klusman in the game. Landon Moore, transfer from St. Francis of Pennsylvania. This is his second year at Butler. And he is at the free throw line. Averages about 3 points a game. He had 13 in their win against Mississippi State. And the free throw is good. One more coming for Landon Moore. You know, highlight for Butler so far is winning that Arizona tip-off events, beating Northwestern and then Mississippi State. Of course, Northwestern knocked off Illinois a week or so ago. Second free throw is good for Moore, and it's 31-26 Wisconsin. 4:58 left in the half. 1-2-2 three-quarter look. Back on for Butler. Kamari McGee surveys, throws to Klusman across half court for Amos. Back out to Max, left of the center circle. A pass for Amos. Taking it off the left wing to the cup. Blocked by McCaffrey. He just ate it up. And McCaffrey brings it up the floor. Feeds Colby King. Little Euro step in the lane and floats it up and in. King with four and the lead down the three for Wisconsin. 31-28. 4:30 left in the first half. Amos outside left. Leads it for Max Klusman. Finds Winter trying a three right of the circle. In and out, no good. Rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. And here comes Butler. McCaffrey throws to King. Off the high screen from Andre Screen. King kicks it to Moore. Open three, left wing, and it's short, no good. Tanjay the rebound. And nearly leaned out of bounds there along the left baseline, but kept it in play. Kamari McGee to the front court. Left-hand dribble McGee to the free throw line. Throwing to Klusman. Leads it for Winter. Whips it to Xavier Amos on the right side. A toss for McGee. Out of Winter. A throw to Klusman. He'll try a three. Right side. Short. Rebound. Klusman. Screen. Knocked out of bounds. And let's see what we have here. We got the under four immediate timeout. A foul, I believe, coming up. They're going to get Screen. fighting for the ball along with Klesmer. The foul on screen is his first, so a 1-1 when we come back. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:48 left of the first half, Wisconsin 31, Butler 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
Minutes 48 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin has led throughout, but the lead a narrow one now. 31-28, the Badgers leading the Butler Bulldogs. Get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update earlier today. It was Texas A&M over Purdue, 70-66. Penn State all over Coppin State, 99-51. Auburn dropped the hammer on Ohio State earlier today, 91-53. Seton Hall leads Rutgers 22-18. About 6 minutes left in the first half of that game. And out of Phoenix, UCLA leading Arizona 24-20. A little more than 5.5 minutes left in the first half of that game. Meanwhile, in football, we have a team that has opted out of a bowl game now. Marshall has opted out of its bowl game against Army because they've got more than 24 players in the portal. So apparently not enough guys to play. So one day somebody will take some smart pills and maybe change the calendar when teams can leave.
Just maybe, or just make a rule that says no coach or no player can negotiate a contract till after the season, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That would be kind of a weird way of bringing common sense into college sports.
Here's
Max Klesman hits the front end of the 1-1. There are just things that go on, like when people ask, yeah, I can't explain it. I don't know. Second free throw for Max is good. And it's now 33-28 Wisconsin, 3:48 left in the first half. And Colby King will bring it to the front court for the Butler Bulldogs. Kamari McGee defends, getting a high screen. Now King driving, knocked away. And that was a big, I think Amos who got a hand on it. And then Tanjay comes up with it. Turnover Butler. Here's Tanjay barreling into the lane. Almost lost the handle out to McGee. Kamari gives off to Xavier Amos. Loops it to Winter. Quick pass to Klesman. Left of the circle. Backs to the line, to the lane. And he goes and gets fouled by Patrick McCaffrey. And Max Klesman will go to the free throw line.
Actually, who you want.
That's Evan Haywood. Beg your pardon. Guilty of that foul. Just checked into the lineup. 6'4 freshman out of Carmel, Indiana. Lesman back at the foul line for Wisconsin on team foul number 9. First free throw is good of the 2-shot foul. Max now 5 of 5 at the strike.
Well, I'm really impressed here in the first half by Wisconsin. Not shooting well from the 3, but man, that ball movement is snappy, and
yes.
I love it. That's how they're getting all these opportunities.
Second free throw for Klesman, airborne and good. He's hit all 6 of his free throws. 35-28 Wisconsin with 3:22 left in the first half. King to the front court for the Bulldogs, moving to our right to the first half of play as McGee shadows him, working around a high screen. King to the line, wiggles in the lane, feeds screen left of the paint. He's with Nolan Winter, back out to King, a throw to McCaffrey. Floats it back out to King. Baseline left. The drive. Kick out. McCaffrey for three. Left side. Good. Second three-point hit for Patrick McCaffrey. He has 10 points in the half. 35-31 Wisconsin. 2:55 left of the break. McGee throwing to Nolan Winter outside right. A flip for Tanjay. Right side. Working baseline. Got around Moore. Tough reverse layup. No, but he knew he was going to get the contact, and he did from Landon Moore. And John Tanjay will go to the free throw line.
Well, that's the experience right there between the two players. He got baseline side. Anytime you give that up, you're going to get that foul call.
With the hand fighting going on as Moore was claiming Tanjay using that left arm, the free hand there to kind of push his guy away, which he might do a time or two. But
you get away with that if the other guy is trying to hand battle you
exactly,
at the same time.
Yep, and that's what was happening as Tanjay hits the first free throw. Gilmore back in for Xavier Amos. 36-31 Wisconsin. 2:48 left in the first half as the Badgers continue to be spot on at the free throw line. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. Wisconsin 13 of 13 at the foul line. Butler's 8 out of 9. 37-31 the Badgers. 2:43 left in the half. King working around the high screen to the top of the circle. Feeds McCaffrey. Comes it off to Haywood. Now it's Pierre Brooks on the right side. Brooks against Gilmore. Starting to back. A little dig from Winter. Now single coverage Gilmore again. Brooks on the one-legged fadeaway right of the lane is good. 13 for Pierre Brooks. And the Badgers lead down to 4 again. 37-33 Wisconsin. 2:18 left in the half. Klesmet right hand dribble. Throwing to Winter. Whips to McGee on the right side. Bounces back to Winter. Low on the right. Up over Andre's screen. No good. Rebound. Screen. And over the back was Nolan Winter. That's two on Winter, and that'll get Crow back into the game with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first half.
You can't make those mental errors. 2 minutes left in this game. You already have one foul. You missed your shot. Just get back.
Yeah, the free throw is really helping bail out Wisconsin right now. The Badgers haven't had a bucket in nearly 4 minutes. They've missed their last six shots. And Andre Screen goes to the free throw line. A couple of points for him so far. Averages six a game. A 68% free throw shooter. This is a 1-1. That was team foul number 8. Front end for Screen. Too long. No good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. 2:05 left in the half, 37-33. The Badgers. Crowell, a handoff to Klesman. Bobs around a Crowell screen on the left wing. Back out to Stevie. Took a look. Whips it instead to Gilmore. Right of the circle. The pass back to Crowell. A toss for Klesman left side. Max, right hand flip for Gilmore. 10 on the shot clock. Now it's Tanjay on the right side. Working baseline on King. Goes up. No, but a foul on Colby King. He popped back up. A little animated there. The officials giving him a look, saying, careful. Free throws coming up for John Tanjay as Colby King called for his second foul.
Yeah, great move by Tanjay right there. He knew he had the advantage, never stopped his feet. So great job to just go right into him in that moment.
John Tanjay at the free throw line, where he is 3 of 3. 1:46 left in the half, 37-33 Wisconsin. First free throw for Tanjay is good. Finley Bizjak will come back in for King.
You mentioned it just a little bit ago that Wisconsin has not had a bucket in quite a while, but without that bucket, they are getting the lane because they're getting fouled. So that's a great way to make up for that.
And converting when they get there as Tanjay hits them both. The Badgers now 15 of 15 at the free throw line. 39-33 Wisconsin, 1:40 left in the half. Bizjak, right of the circle, hooks a pass to Brooks. Left side, Haywood. He snaps off a three. Front rim, no. Crowell pulls down the rebound for Wisconsin. And now Max Klesman glides right side to the front court, throwing to Stevie, left of the circle. Crowell underhands it to Gilmore up top. Gilmore a pass for Kamari McGee. Throws to Crowell right of the wheel, gives to Tanjay. Shake, starts to back now on Haywood. Low on the right, takes a left, goes up, sent out of bounds by Andre Screen. Badgers keep it with 8 on the shot clock, 1:12 on the game clock here in the first half.
When Tanjay's got three guys around him, I love that he's so aggressive, but he's got to be able to kick it out in those moments.
Kamari McGee, baseline left, will inbound. McCaffrey in his face. Inbounds pass to Crow, left side. Bounces into Gilmore. Backing on Bizdak. Back out to Stevie. Open three. Left side. Book it.
That is big going in with a minute left.
And The Badgers lead by 9, 42-33, Wisconsin. 58 seconds left in the first half. Pierre Brooks high on the left for Butler off the high screen. Gilmore chasing. Brooks to the line. Brooks in the lane. Knocked away Gilmore, and going down to get it is John Tanjay. Turnover Butler. Here's Klesman, left sideline of the front court for the Badgers. Sizing up Patrick McCaffrey, throwing to Crow, right of the circle. He'll feed McGee. Kamari back into Crow. He'll catch low on the right to the rim. Layup good. Beautifully executed. 44-33, Wisconsin with 30 seconds left in the half.
Man, that 5 points is crucial before the halftime.
3 seconds and change difference. Game to shot clock. Down to 20 seconds left in the half. Bizjak high on the left. Bizjak at the edge of the center circle. Shot clock at 10. Bizjak at the top of the arc. Left-hand dribble. Kicks it to Moore. Tries a three on the left side. Around and out. No good. Rebound Gilmore. 5 seconds left in the half. Here's Klesman with three. Klesman with two. Three in the air. He hit it! Max Klesman at the buzzer. Oh, what a turn of events. The Badgers stepping on the gas in the final minute and change of the first half.
Wow, what a big shot by Klesman. And you said it, not only just stepping on the gas, but that is a stab right to the heart for Butler. As they're going into halftime, they're now having probably a lot of doubt coming into the second half.
A 10-point run for the Badgers over the final 146 of the first half. And a Wisconsin team, we talked about being turnover prone of late, just one miscue through the first 20 minutes here this afternoon. At the half, Wisconsin 47, Butler 33. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Well, the Badgers had a cold spell of getting field goals until they didn't. Then they got red hot, a 12-2 run over the last 2:48, 10-point run over the last minute 46, and at least at halftime have broken open what has been a tie game. Long way to go, but the Badgers lead the Butler Bulldogs 47-43. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from senior Carter Gilmore up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we check in with Badgers senior Carter Gilmore, who continues to play very well for the Wisconsin Badgers at both ends of the floor, especially his defense. Greg Gard has talked about that. I asked Carter where his defense was near the end of his high school career, where he was a big-time scorer, to where it is now with the Badgers.
If you asked all my coaches before I got here, I don't think they would have even thought I thought about defense before this. So I played some defense, and I think my senior year in high school, I kind of took a step up knowing that if I was going to go and take that next step, I had to become a better defender. But yeah, before I got here, I was pretty much thinking about scoring and finding my teammates for an open basket. And if the other team scored, how fast can I get the ball out of the net and get it up the court? But here I've just kind of had to find my role and whatever way I could get on the court. And it started off just being a good defender and making the right play.
Has part of that been obviously just, you know, an understanding of what they want defensively, but physically, you know, just being able to get stronger each and every year with Jim Snyder in the weight room, that's been a big part of it for you as well, would you say?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the amount of time I spent in Schneid's weight room and with him here in my 5 years has helped me make tremendous strides. And I can't give him enough credit, and especially with the new weight room we have. Makes it even a little easier and nicer to go in the weight room for sure. But I think that's the biggest thing that has helped me evolve in my game is just the work that I've done with Coach Nides and just how much time he really puts in and individualizes it for me so that I can guard the five, guard the three, and do stuff like that. He's done a very good job, and all the credit goes to him.
We'll hear more from Carter Gilmore as our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose Chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Holidays in Illinois. Oh, there's so much to enjoy. Chicago's Broadway, see the magic on stage. Walking in a middle wonderland. Illinois' favorite season. Time of year's oh so pleasing. Peoria lights on display. It's a festival day. Walking in a middle wonderland. Adventure away. It's a picture with some fun.
Find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our halftime conversation with Badgers senior Carter Gilmore continues. One of the things that Gilly is trying to do in this his last lap as a college player is take it all in. Enjoy every step of the way, every trip to the weight room, every practice, obviously every game. That can be tough to do when you're so locked into the moment, but it seems as though Gilly understands it. And he is trying to take it all in.
You can have all these cliches you want, and you can hear them all you want, and the time goes by fast. And now sitting here in my last year, you look back, and it's crazy how fast the time's gone. And in my beginning years, I don't think the days could go by soon enough. Guarding Tyler Wall all those days, Mike.